And now here's Glenys Halliday with two more of her poems.
I will complete something, eventually. First there was the knitting. It should have been a scarf. I got fed up quite quickly, before I'd done a half. Then to make an eiter, therapeutic when you sew. Asked if the theory worked for me. I must admit it's no. Attempt to do a sculpture. My image chipped in plaster. Result was hurled upon a shelf. Another huge disaster. As I'd signed up for classes and hate to waste my money, I gave the potter's wheel a whirl, made a dish to hold my honey. This was so deformed that no self-respecting bee would want her hard work displayed in a bowl that's thrown by me. I won't bore you with more details. Hadn't realised I'd tried and failed to do so many things. Was a huge dent to my pride. I then acquired a plastic bag to conceal my unsuccessful past. After hiding them for many years, I set them free at last. Secretly and stealthily, they made their final trip. After a final sad goodbye, I left them at the tip. Something or nothing. It wasn't what was done. It was how it made me feel. On the surface it was innocent, but just what did it conceal? A tiny little gesture, but due to my reaction, in her eyes I swear I saw a glint of satisfaction. If I consulted others, they'd state I was absurd, jumping to conclusions that were paranoid or blurred. They don't know her like I do. I comprehend her smile, utter not a word, only give a smile. To onlookers it was nothing, just friendly and sincere. It meant something to me. I knew it was a sneer.